The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us in to the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, this morning's reading from the Gospel is quite interesting. Whenever Jesus and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee, they arrived in over on the east side of Palestine, and that area was known as the Decapolis. You know, there was 10 cities, and in the Decapolis there was 10 borderland cities, and one of them was called Gadara, and so that's where you get the name Gadarenes. The other interesting thing is it was occupied by the Roman and part of the Roman Empire. So when they went over there, they were very much in Roman territory. Now the two demoniacs coming out of the tomb, it reminds me of the story happened back in Ireland. There was a man who was very fond of the drink. His wife, and he came home every night, late at night, and on his way home he had to pass the cemetery. So his wife, tired of him coming home every night drunk, decided to ask somebody to hide behind the cemetery wall, and when he was passing by, to jump out with a white sheet over their head and frighten him. And so this night he was on the way home, and this guy jumped out with wearing a white sheet and said, "Hello, hello, I'm the devil." And the drunk stretched out his hand and said, "Oh, glad to meet you. I've been married to your sister for 25 years. That's only... Don't laugh, it's only a little joke. Anyhow, the interesting part of the Gospel this morning is the fact that the demon said, recognized he was the Son of God, and asked him, what have you to do with us? And they asked him to, they asked Jesus, cast us into the herd of swine. Now, why would there be swine there? Pigs, because as you know, the pigs never touched pork or bacon. It was against their law. So what were the swine doing there? And they were there because it was occupied by Roman territory, and they were probably being raised by the Romans to be imported or exported to Rome. And that would explain why there were pigs there. Now, the important lesson of the story, and it applies very much to today, is that by casting the demons into the herd of swine, and then the swine jumping over the cliff into the sea and being lost, Jesus would have been very aware it would be a protest against the occupation by the Romans, totally objecting to the Romans being there. It would be an insult to the emperor and to his religion, because the emperor thought he was the supreme religious leader. And here was Jesus driving the herd of swine into the sea, making a very political statement. Today, if any priest dares to mention anything about politics or the culture in which we live, he's often condemned. Interesting, isn't it? And so there was Jesus this morning, very much opposing and condemning the culture over on that side, the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And that ultimately cost Jesus his life, because Jesus was not crucified on the cross because he was a bad person or because he had committed a serious crime, but because he dared to speak out against the authority of the time, which was bad and evil. So there's interesting lesson in the gospel this morning. And so if we, and that's you and me here this morning, if we are true Christians and true followers of Christ, then we got to be different. We got to stand up and not be part of everything that's going on out there at times. And we must be able and have the courage to take a stand for what is right. For what is right. That's our calling as Christians.